a diorama on steroids. That's how Springdale Junior and Senior High Gifted Support Coordinator Susan Mellon describes what she's doing in the classroom. The students she's working with take poetry and combine it with computer technology and engineering. So, you have STEM, you throw in the arts, you get STEAM. Mellon's students take a short published poem and bring it to life using robotic components.
Kids tend to be a little intimidated by poetry, so I thought that this would take something they're intimidated and don't like and make it fun.
Mellon's students are working in small groups, putting the finishing touches on their projects. They craft the dioramas, and with a hummingbird robotics kit, they can program movements in the diorama to go along with the poem. The hummingbird kits include a circuit board that connects to a computer. It controls movements and lights. If you listen carefully, you can hear the robotic component moving in parts of this poem.
I held a jewel in my fingers and went to sleep. The day was warm and winds were prosy, I said to go keep. I woke and chid my honest fingers. The gem was gone, and now an amethyst remembrance is all I own.
That was Odessa Rohr reading I Held a Jewel in My Fingers by Emily Dickinson. The group of girls who were assigned the poem built a diorama featuring a girl in a bed. It includes lights, and the robotic component makes the girl sit up and lay back down. The lights are also computer-controlled and shine different colors on command. It helps to teach the students some basic programming, but Mellon says it also helps them learn poetry.
Repetition in poetry increases comprehension of the poem. So by building, you get this natural repetition. They'll have recorded the poem, so it'll run well. Their robotic actions highlight what's going on in the poem. And so even by, that's another form of repetition, you know, someone's recording the poem, but they have to keep referring back to it to make it kind of come alive.
And students like Alicia Matthews seem to get that. Her group is working on the poem She Sweeps with Many Colored Brooms, also by Emily Dickinson.
The whole point of this as well is that we have to read the poem many times to understand it, so repetition helps get it stuck in our head so we can symbolize it and turn it to life.
Since each poem is different, the students have to do different things with their robotics kits.
So what our poem is that the brooms represent the many different colored seasons. So we are making leaves fall and snow fall, and lights represent all kinds of springs, like spring symbolizing.
For most of these kids, both poetry and programming are new concepts. So Mellon does spend time floating about the classroom helping the students troubleshoot.
When you add up all the time here, you need enough time before the next voice volunteer.
Mellon says the hope is that these projects will stay with the students beyond the time it takes to make the poetry theaters.
And I just hope the message sticks, like, oh, I really understood my poem. So when they see a little bit of poetry on an SAT or, you know, a PSSA, they're like, I know if I read this a couple of times, I'll get this question. As I hope that what they'll get from this experience.
And she says there are students who are struck by the programming and robotics side of things and may pursue more opportunities in STEM, whereas before they might have thought it uninteresting. Mellon says she especially hopes it helps more girls become interested in STEM fields.
You know, the girl's not going to ask, oh, I want a robotics kit for Christmas. That's just not their net. But they might after they play around with it at school. And then, like, because of art with it, girls love to do this art.
But Mellon says beyond girls, she hopes all students find both the robotics and the poetry interesting. There's another underlying effort at play, though. Mellon is part of a National Science Foundation study to identify early STEM talent that may not otherwise be noticed and fostered.
When the parents have more resources, they're down at STEM, doing this summer class, that summer class. So somebody there is going to maybe be able to recognize that early STEM talent.
But for families who can't send their kids to summer camps and classes, that early talent could be lost. Mellon says some students in the district who have excelled in STEM have taught fellow students at after-school programs, and efforts are underway to expand that type of program. Back to the poetry, the class doing poetry theater is actually Heather Harepko's 8th grade language arts class. Mellon teaches the robotics. Harepko teaches the poetry.
What I've liked about this project is the fact that students who don't typically shine in poetry or language arts in general have a chance to do that in a different capacity that makes them proud as well as makes me see them in a different light.
Harepko says this gives her a more comprehensive view of her students.
Because not every student is a strong English language arts, let alone poetry student. So seeing them shine in a different way shows me that they are strong in other areas that maybe I hadn't had noticed before.
Horepko is the one who chooses the poems for the students.
We do a lot of Dickinson because that's very Common Core heavy, which they'll be tested on later on in their careers. But we make sure they're small enough that they can create a box out of in the 4-class period, you know, 4 days that they have, but also enough meaning and symbolism in there to see if they are getting the poem.
Once the students finish their projects, each group has to present it to the class. As with most technical things, there are usually some glitches.
And it grew both day and night, till it bore an apple bright. And in my phone beheld it shine, when the night had revealed that it was...
Some of the groups had issues with the robotics moving, but Mellon gave them time to fix issues, and they were able to try again. Before presenting their projects, the students also had to list 3 things they learned while building the robotic dioramas.
One thing I learned is that using multiple things can help out with the rest of the project.
Another thing that we learned is that sometimes everything doesn't always work.
I learned that motors are time-consuming.
And I learned how to use the counter.
Something I've learned was it's good to experiment with different materials.
The same robotics kits are being used in other subjects as well. Mellon says her colleagues have used them in health class, where students can build models with lights to highlight certain muscles in the body. And Mellon says they can also be useful for social studies.
So you do country research, and so we're going to do like famous people, famous structures, and interactive maps in social studies with the robotic kits. So that's new for us.
The Hummingbird Robotics Kit used in Mellon's room is a spin-off product of Carnegie Mellon University's Create Lab and is sold by Bird Brain Technologies out of Pittsburgh. Use of the kits, along with other technologies, is spreading in schools across the U.S., This year, hundreds of Finch robots from Bird Brain Technologies are being loaned to schools to help students learn computer programming. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.